Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trans channel, which you all know, I'm sure, means his consciousness is totally gone. And the being who's most appropriate for you all, that's your callers and listeners today, will come through. And it's always a lovely surprise. We get no advance notice. Because you are the ones who call forth who comes. Okay, so we are ready to go. Here we go.
Hello, dear one. This is Kuan Yin.
Oh, Kuan Yin, thank you for being here. We are honored with your presence. Do you have a message for our callers and listeners before we start?
Actually, this is an assignment, kind of like in school, you remember? You would get assignments. Well, this is an assignment for everyone. I want you to write down on paper how your life is going to be different in the next 53 days. Okay? Thank you.
Different in the next 53 days? Exactly, huh?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's very good. Of course, those of us who are math people will sit down with a calendar and figure that out. Okay. But that's a wonderful idea because, yes, we are up for many, many changes, are we not?
There are more changes available to you than you are allowing. That's my request.
Oh, back to that beautiful word, allow. So, yes. Okay. All right. Thank you. Well, we have Cindy on the line. Cindy, welcome.
Hello, dear.
Thank you for being here, Kuan Yin. Mary, I'm giving feedback.
I don't know what to do about that. We're doing exactly what we usually do. Can we just speak maybe more slowly?
Well, when I talk, it repeats back.
Okay, that may be because someone else is waiting on the line. It might be a BBS problem. I do not know. I'm so sorry you're experiencing that.
I was just giving you a heads up. Okay, first question. Why is Jeff Sessions against legalizing marijuana throughout the United States?
Dear one, you have to realize that the so-called law enforcement agencies in your country gain a great deal of money from drugs and marijuana being illegal. Hello?
Okay. Okay. So will this change within the next year since it can do a lot of medical good for people where they decriminalize it?
I would say 19 months.
19 months.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Ben Fulford.
I would like to respond to this dear one.
Okay.
It's just think of the eye in the galactic world here.
That's true.
What is just the blink of an eye?
Now, your question is, dear one.
Okay. Ben Fulford talked about an IA loop concerning the news stories that go on and over the big picture. Some of these stories been going on from like 20 years ago. The major news media keeps replaying the same stories over about this country's going to do this and this country's going to do that. And what he also said is the reason why it's being done, these people claim they're getting their orders via gamma rays from an entity they know as the Black Sun, and that is why they are rerunning the news stories over and over. Is this accurate?
Kind of, sort of, but it's really the cabal that's giving the orders.
Okay. I saw this on a site, and I forwarded it to different people, and it's about 9/11 and the movie Back to the Future. The first movie was approximately 30 years ago. The man that wrote these movies or directed these movies, how did he know that 9/11 was going to be happening 30 years later?
He was fed that information, dear one.
And who was he fed that information? I mean, was it Cabal or the Galactics?
Cabal.
Oh, wow. They planned that time ago.
Yes, they have long-range plans. You see, they can't do anything without getting credit for it. So they have to let everybody know in advance, hey, we're going to do this.
Okay, so did this man realize that this was actually going to happen in 30 years when he put this information into the movie?
Did who know?
Did the man who wrote the movie and put all the little things showing 9/11, like the towers and then the number 9 and then the burning tire tracks making the 11 and things like that, and also on the next movie, was he aware that 9/11 was going to happen in 30 years?
No.
Oh.
It was just a, in other words, it sounds like it was just a script that was kind of fed to him or to the screenwriter or whoever, and it sounded like a great story, so let's do something with it. Is that what happened?
Basically, yes.
Ah. Okay. I do have a personal question. My current job has been interesting, and there's a possibility I can get another job that has more money per hour and steady hours. Would it be to my benefit to go to this newer job if I get offered it?
Yes.
And how long will I have this new job?
Just a few weeks.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I've got the job, but I'm not. Are you able to tell me if I've got 95% the job or 99% or?
Unless you don't want it, it's yours.
Oh, cool. Yes. Okay. So a few weeks is 3 to 4 weeks?
It will be a few weeks, dear.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Kuan Yin. And Mary, if I come up with another question, then I will get back on the line. Namaste.
Very good, Cindy. Namaste. Okay, Barbara, I believe you're on the line.
I am. Good evening.
Hello, Barbara.
Hello. Hello, good. Can you hear me?
I can. How can I help you, dear?
There is a program on the internet that is asking for your Social Security. Is it proper to join and put your Social Security online?
If you want your identity stolen, yes.
Okay. Now, I've been emailing people about political things. Now the computer will not send it through. I feel they are reading my mail, and what I send politically about Trump, they don't go through. And then when I sent it to my friend, it didn't go to her, but it went to the Synchrony Bank. So I don't understand. Isn't that a federal offense to stop emails from going through at AOL?
Well, it's not AOL who's doing it, dear one.
What?
It is not AOL who is doing it.
Who is?
There are people who have been charged with redirecting communications that deemed not positive, shall we say.
Well, how can I stop it? How can I can't send out any information.
I understand, dear one.
So there's no way to stop it or prevent it?
If you change ISPs, at least for a while, you will be able to get them out.
I see. Now, I'm concerned about all these lies that I hear that they're saying that Trump is nothing but a liar. He lies all the time. He's getting himself in more trouble, and it appears that they really want to impeach him. How is that going to take effect? When? I don't understand it.
Well, the negative forces on the planet don't want him in there because they aren't controlling him.
So they can't control Trump.
Correct.
What's going to happen? Who will win this battle?
Trump.
He will win?
Yes.
Now, it's very quiet, and nobody's talking about the currency, the RVs and all, it's like disappeared off the face of the earth. So when can we see the revalue of the currencies, the gold back? It just seems so quiet and nothing is happening, and it's very depressing, to tell you the truth.
So
I'm asking, when will we...
The latter part of this year.
What is the latter part?
November, December.
November or December? I thought perhaps maybe we'd see something in September, October.
I would love that.
Well, what is the problem?
The problem is that the people in charge have had some slip-up, shall we say, in which those who are not positive for humanity have gotten funds. They got them back, of course, but it scared them. So they have cranked the lever down on how fast this is going.
Do you feel it would ever happen? Because there are a lot of people that have been waiting at least 18, 19 years.
Yes, dear, it will happen. Not as soon as you would like, not as soon as many people would like, but it will.
Okay, I guess that's all the questions I have for now. I thank you.
Most welcome.
Guanyin. Namaste.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
Let me take a quick break here and give phone number for calling in with a question. 888-627-6008, toll free, of course. The backup number is 323-744-4831. And we are honored today with Guanyin as our guest, and we're just very delighted that she is here. May I ask a question?
Please.
Yeah. Okay. There's a recent email announcing that Sweden has banned vaccines, certainly in the way that they've been handled recently. And Robert Kennedy Jr. was put in charge of handling it here in the United States. Hooray for Sweden. How is Robert Kennedy Jr. doing on this? What's happening?
It is quite a task that he is taking on, but he is making headway.
Okay, that is good. Okay, and staying alive.
And that is wonderful.
Yes. Okay. Yes. What is going on with John McCain and his brain surgery? Does he have brain cancer, or is there something else going on?
Well, sometimes when an official doesn't want to have to be present for particular things going on, they kind of invent hospital stay.
Oh, well, we certainly know about that. Some of the nasties wanting to get out of being arrested, so putting themselves into a hospital. Okay. Does John actually have an issue, or is he kind of trying to hide out?
The latter, my dear.
Okay. Then what in the world is going on with them postponing a vote for one person who's not present in Congress? There's people absent from Congress all the time.
There are people that don't want that vote to occur.
Okay. Okay. So this is a vote on the health care bill, is it not?
Correct.
Correct. And Obamacare is, we never got involved in that, but certainly everything I've heard is it was a major disaster for the majority of the people. Is the new health care bill simply a step in the right direction that Trump wants and maybe doesn't go as far as he wants, or is it a little too assertive, or what is with the new health care bill?
It's at least in the right direction. It's not all the way there, but it is in the right direction. At this point in time, that's probably the most you can hope for.
Well, that makes sense. And there was a report that the bill itself is full of perks here and there that really may not be appropriate. Is that true?
Yes, that is true.
But that, again, it's the best we could hope for at this time. So it will include those kinds of perks for now. Is that is part of the deal for now?
Yes, it is. But when the new governance occurs, it's a clean slate and a new piece of chalk.
Oh, that's great. Now, since there won't be a Congress with the new governance, how will such a new bill come about? Can you tell us anything about the process for this kind of stuff in the immediate future when the new governance comes in?
Many people representing other groups of people will come together to make this happen.
So it will be like a different kind of meeting, not really Congress as we know it.
Correct.
That's correct?
Absolutely correct.
Okay, okay. And these will be chosen more honorably, elected by the people, some kind of good situation?
Elected by the people, and the background will be different than it is now. Now somebody can lie to you, and you won't be able to necessarily know. Then, what I'm speaking of, you will not be able, nobody will be able to lie and it not be seen by others.
So that means that something is going to occur that will raise the consciousness of people beyond what they are either doing or able to do themselves as far as learning discernment, which we constantly talk about it. Get discerning. But there's got to be then some other factor coming in to lift the veil, so to speak, on that area.
It's the factor that you're speaking of is an upgrade in human consciousness.
Okay. Okay, that will simply happen
yes.
At some point. Is this part of the event that Cobra talks about?
Rather a consequence.
A consequence. I like that. All right. Very good. Okay. That sounds really, really, really awesome. Okay. It looks like the Clinton people are back at it again, taking out those that would testify against them and against the activities of the Clinton Foundation. Klaus Everwein, a Haitian person, has been taken out. Is that true for this reason?
In their view, they couldn't afford to allow what was going to be a whistleblowing on them.
Yes, and being a Haitian official who was probably around for the earthquake, whether it was park-made or natural or built-up, and how the Haitian central bank was simply looted by Bill Clinton and I guess George Bush went with him. That was their whole purpose. And the Haitian people are almost worse off today than they were at the earthquake time. Is that true?
Almost. There's no question about it. Whose idea do you think the earthquake was?
The ball.
Of course.
Okay. So they picked a little poor country that had a central bank where they could steal the money, ruin the country even worse off than it already was, and get a bunch of Americans and people around the world to donate, all of which the money was stolen pretty much by the cabal.
Pretty much?
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah. 100% or real close to it.
Very close.
Very close. Yes, I think a tiny bit leaked out. So this Haitian official was instrumental because he was present to witness all of this. Is that the correct information, so they had to take him out. They felt they had to take him out.
They felt they did, yes. It was unfortunate for him.
Very, very. Now, some email said that this was a list, it was just another person on a list of around 56 that had been prepared to testify as far as the improprieties of the Clinton Foundation over years, and these people have all been taken out. Is this pretty accurate?
Only about 99%.
Oh. That's disgusting. Their track record on murders is just horrendous. There is a point at which this will soften or go away. Is there any estimate on how far away that is?
It's a process that has been started now for some time and will continue until it's done.
Okay. Can the new governments come in before something like the Clinton Foundation is completely defanged?
Can it? Yes.
Will it?
Yes.
Okay. So this part of the balancing act that the good guys behind the scenes are doing, again, based on the consciousness, mostly of Americans, but global, too. Yes, global, but the Americans have a lot to do with it. As in many cases, Americans are more asleep than people in other countries, right?
You can say asleep, or some would say loose cannon.
Okay. Good people that are inadvertently doing damage because they won't really look at the truth about what Trump's trying to do and what the good guys are trying to do. So they're looking at surface events instead of supporting the good things that are happening behind the scenes, and thus raising their own consciousness and being part of the change instead of part of the holdback stuff.
People that have been manipulated, people that have been fed information that is not true, people who have been duped.
Yes, and have not yet awoken enough to realize, ooh, I should question that. Okay.
Right.
All right, I understand that. Okay. What is happening with the Paris Accord? And I understand that not all the G20 are on board with Jacera, the global Jacera, and that Putin and Trump and Xi Jinping are all not in favor of the whole climate change thing because it's all false science. What is happening with the Paris thing? Is it just sitting with nothing happening?
It is a tool that the cabal is trying to use for everything they're worth.
That's what I thought. And it's tied in with trying to keep the European Union going, which is on its deathbed, is it not?
Thank goodness.
Yes. Let us maybe inject some more poison into that to get rid of it, because or people wake up to realize this is not a good deal. This is a cabal. The whole European Union thing was a setup, was it not?
Yes. But again, the most effective way to promote what you want is to promote what you want.
True. Absolutely, to be the positive. Okay. Very good. I am glad that Barbara brought up this pay off your debt thing that's circulating on the internet and giving your social security number. Just never, ever, ever do. I have sent this out as broadly as I can, that this, some of the information there about the straw man and all that is correct. But if you were going to take back your sovereignty and get rid of your Social Security number and death and so forth. The time to do it was 10 years ago, not when it was very quiet and you could get by with it. Not now. This is all a scam, is it not?
Well, it's a good way to notify those powers that will want to knock you down.
Yeah, to give them your personal everything and let them take you out.
Exactly.
Basically, financially or some other way.
They have many ways.
Yes, they have many ways. Yes, very, very bad deal. Okay, this is Dr. Justine Diamond in Minneapolis, who was killed by a Minneapolis police pair who had their cams off. Was this a setup? Was the whole disturbance that she called 911 about, was this a setup to take her out?
That's exactly correct. And they were, as you know, very successful.
Yes. Yes, so she was targeted. Were the two officers bribed to do this, or were they ordered by someone in your department, or can you tell?
Dear one, they were paid.
They were paid. Okay, I'm not surprised at all. Okay. Will this come out in the near future, or is it going to be whitewashed? As I'm understanding that they're on administrative leave with pay right now, which is awful.
Until the event and the changes there, this will go unpunished.
Okay, well, that's understandable. It's very sad, but understandable. Okay, there's an email around about what's called Oro Blanco in the Andes Mountains. There's a super fuel there. Now, we know about the free energy that's coming and Chesh's equipment and other people's as well. But can you address these Andes Mountains situation?
They have found a fuel that is extremely efficient. Yes.
Okay. Is this something that could be mined and used if it doesn't get interfered with totally?
Yes, but what's coming will make it obsolete.
Yes, because the free energy devices will be what we really have, right? So this would be, even if there's time to bring, well, there isn't probably time to bring it out and have it have any major effect, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, good. The town of Jubadib in Palestine, where Israeli soldiers or otherwise came in and confiscated their solar panels that were paid for by, financed by a Dutch group and done by actually an Israeli-Palestinian charity, and took away the only electrical benefit they've had almost since the beginning of the town. What in the world was this about?
Revenge.
Revenge against the town? What did the town do to Israel?
They set up shop there.
And they were successful?
Yes.
To a low degree, because they didn't have the electricity they needed. And they could never, Israel would never collect them to the grid. They couldn't in Palestine. Anyway, they are in Palestine itself. Are they not that close to a border?
Yes.
Okay. Will this be reversed in the near future and those either free energy or solar panels be returned?
After the event, yeah.
After the event. Those poor people. Okay. What about the situation where union workers are being disempowered more and more. Particularly, Idaho has recently passed a law that those employed that would normally be union workers have contracts that keep them from going to a better job with better pay, that they're locked in some way, like an executive would be.
The New World Order wants them to be in charge, and anybody who's under them is simply not supposed to be in charge.
Okay, so they got Idaho, the legislature, however Idaho set up, to pass this stuff, all right?
The corruption in your government is incredibly large.
It's massive. And I mean, just here on Maui, little Maui, we have terrible government situations here. So I imagine on the mainland, on all the states, it's worse. Is it improving at all with what's going on?
It doesn't stop at the borders of your country here, on the planet.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Okay. So do we have to wait for the event, basically, for a lot of this to get cleaned up?
Correct.
Okay. And Trump has an impossible job, of course. No one person could possibly handle that job. But he's doing the best he can, is he not?
Yes, he is. And you have to take your hat off to him.
Absolutely.
Because he's willing to stick with it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And tackling the major media and tackling the pedophiles and the D.C. swamp, those are certainly, I would say, top priority. So he's doing wise things as far as going after big stuff and letting little stuff go.
He is not a stupid man, shall we say.
Oh, no.
He knows what he's doing.
Yes. Okay, wonderful. Okay, can you speak to the August 21st eclipse that is going to have a swath of totality across a band across the United States, and the purpose and the results that can come from that?
That's a mountain, basically, a new doorway of energy that are coming to the earth. Upgrade with you.
Okay. That is beautiful. Okay, we certainly would like to experience that totality. I love eclipses. Do you think we might be able to work that out for the two of us?
Odds are really good for that, Michael.
Okay. All right, that's good. That's very good. Okay, what was the Bank of America outage across apparently all of its branches? What is that about? I think it was yesterday or today. Nobody could access their accounts. What was that about?
There were some major movements being made in some accounts.
Major movements in some accounts, but not all accounts?
Right.
Okay. And what was the purpose of the cabal stealing money, or was the bank cleaning up its act, or somewhere in between?
You hit it in the first.
Cabal stealing money from major accounts.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that means they probably stole from some good people with money, which there are. Not all elitists are negative people by any means.
Correct?
Yes. Correct. Okay, because they're desperate for money. The cabal's desperate for money, is it not?
Indeed. Sure. Say hallelujah.
Because they are desperate?
Yes.
Yeah, the desperate part is the hallelujah, right?
Correct.
Not that they got the money, right? Okay. Will any of that money be restored to the good people, or will it have to wait until the event, or?
It will be restored prior to the event.
Okay, so the good guys are going to go after that
yes.
and get the money back.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that's good. Okay, very good. Let's see, what else do I have that I can talk about? Oh, there's a quantum communication network that's new, that's supposedly about disclosure. Is that, am I being accurate? Is that true, or is that another cabal effort to undermine things?
Say the question again, dear one.
Quantum communication network.
You're talking about the China.
Is that the China? Is it from China?
Yeah, it is from China.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it positive?
It's a leap forward in communication.
Oh.
Not just a little one either.
Oh, it's a big leap forward?
Yeah.
Okay, that is awesome. So that's a true thing that will maybe address disclosure, but maybe some other things as well that will be positive.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Cindy, you're back. Welcome.
Hi. I just read that Mark Perello was part of Donald Trump's external legal team, and he resigned, and Trump is shuffling his legal team around. Was Mark a good or a bad guy?
Mixed.
Okay. So this moving around the people on Trump's legal team, this will be very good for Trump?
It will be very good for America.
Okay. Okay. And then these trophy hunters that go to African countries and just like they killed another famous lion, when will these trophy hunters stop killing these animals for pleasure?
The event happens, dear one.
When the event happens. Okay. Well, that's all I had for now, Mary.
Okay. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you, Kwanya. Namaste.
Namaste.
So it sounds like the event, which Cobra is so involved with, is going to be a major upgrade for most everybody. Yes?
Only those breathing.
Okay, well, that works, right?
That works.
Okay, I'm not sure we're still connected. The phone doesn't look right. I have the home page instead of the caller page. Don, are you there? We are on. Okay, my phone is acting weird. Okay, thank you. Okay. Let's see. Can you describe what people are experiencing prior to the event in the way of physical symptoms, emotional symptoms, something to not be worried about, but to embrace? the very things that people are experiencing on the way to this?
There are many different symptoms, as you say, and they depend upon the individual. So, yes, different symptoms are happening. I would like to prepare you for something you're going to need to do in the upcoming future.
Yes, please.
Okay. You're going to need to make it possible for people to come and spend time with your cat.
Really?
Yes, really.
To spend time with our cat.
Yes.
So that means when we move to a place that will accommodate people, we do expect the cats to be present, certainly Jazz.
But
Sizzle tends to still run under the bed, which you can do here when somebody comes by. Now, today he actually looked at the plumber that was here and didn't run immediately. And we've asked Jazz to teach him that this is okay. What else can we do?
Keep telling them what you're expecting from them.
From the cat?
Yeah.
Well, Jazz understands, does he not?
Oh, yeah.
Jazz knows that he's his ambassador. I think they both clearly know that they come from the feline planet that has only felines, and they are direct imports, so they carry the energy of that planet. Whereas some of the progeny here, it gets a little more watered down in individual cats. What can we do to just keep telling Jazz when we do move to keep teaching Sizzle about this?
Yes, and what you're going to be doing is facilitating emotional healing for those who need it. That's what they will do.
Yes, these are both healing cats. Now, I'm not sure Sizzle really understands that yet. He's not even a year old, and he's never been on Earth before. This is his first trip here, as Jazz is an old hat at it. Talking to them?
Yes, you have to talk to them and get them prepared for the work we're going to be doing.
Okay, all right. That is good. We'll just have to work at that, yes? Because they certainly are powerful cats.
This is true. So help them.
Okay. Help them to help people.
Correct.
All right. So this is something we can talk about openly in a select group of people to start with when we do have a better place for people to come.
Well, either that or you can go around.
Okay. So that we will be teaching not only the cats, but we will be teaching people that they can actually ask these cats for emotional healing. Is that what you're saying?
Bingo.
Okay. I did have a funny vision some months ago about having at the center that we will have eventually an evening. Or Jazz, at the time we only had Jazz, we didn't have Sizzle. Jazz would have hold a workshop, shall we say, for cats, and that the cats could have their humans bring them in their carriers, and that Jazz would teach them how to change their form and move into another dimension and then come back. Was this this was prophetic potentially?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I envisioned Jazz on the stage on a table, not in a carrier, but the cats would be lined up in their carriers on the floor of the conference center with their humans, and Jazz would simply talk to them.
Yes.
Is that true?
That's true.
Okay. Is this something that Sizzle would be involved in potentially or begin to learn about?
He's definitely going to be involved.
Definitely involved. Okay. Now, at the time, we were finding that Jazz would simply, when we did not want to let him out, because he's an indoor-outdoor cat, but we didn't have a cat door at the time. So we had to let him out and let him back in. That if we were a little remiss in doing that, that he would simply transport himself out into the yard and then transport himself back. Is that correct?
That is. He is the clever animal.
Oh, he is. He's very wise, very a very old cat soul, right?
Right.
Yes. And so this is something that he could be teaching other cats how to do.
Yes.
And also to teach other cats how to communicate better with their humans.
Indeed.
Okay, okay. Now, I'm seeing, since the host is better at this kind of communication than I am, I forget to send pictures, you know, animals communicate in pictures, and I forget. I just talk to them. But I'm finding that Jeff definitely, and more Sizzle, they're actually understanding English. Yeah?
They understand your emotions and your thoughts.
Okay. Even though I'm not sending pictures, they get the picture, so to speak. Okay. Okay, speaking of Jazz, he just brought himself in. Okay, now, I'm finding in where we are now that he's not done so much of that travel in and out, shall we say. Has he just chosen not to do that right now?
Well, as we told you early on, he thinks you should be living and better dig.
Oh, yes, he's made that quite clear. He knows a good house from a not so good house. And yard.
Yes. He does.
So he's not bothering right now, basically, what's happening.
Right.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, that does make sense. So we are almost out of time. Do you have some final thoughts for our callers and listeners and those who will listen to the archive?
Please don't limit yourself. Allow yourself to become that which you want. Please.
So that means be clear on what you want for yourself and your circumstances, right?
What you do.
And the work or the activities or whatever that we do, it will be part of the new world.
And how you are.
And that's an internal, express external thing, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Kuan Yin, thank you so very much for being here today. We are very grateful for your presence and all your beautiful responses. Thank you so very much. Namaste.
Namaste.